with a fast food blast from the past.
McDonald's gives you something to smile about. So open wide and say cheeseburgers. 59-cent cheeseburgers now at McDonald's.
That was 1990. Today, those cheeseburgers go for about a dollar each, but watch for menu changes. In the UK last week, McDonald's inflated the price of its cheeseburger for the first time in 14 years. It went from 99 pence to £1.19. That's an increase of about 30 cents US. And it turns out much of the food industry is adjusting its prices. Mary Meisenzahl covers fast food and drive-through news for Business Insider. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So the McDonald's news in the UK pushing past £1 caused quite a stir. Are we seeing the same dynamic at fast food outlets here in the U.S.?
Yeah, absolutely. McDonald's itself just said in earnings that they're planning smaller, more frequent price increases moving along, you know, in upcoming quarters, while other companies are taking one of two tacks. They're either increasing prices or decreasing the quantity that you get for the same price.
Oh, so give me an example. Is the burger smaller kind of thing?
Yeah, so at Domino's, for example, they reduced the number of wings that you would get in a $7.99 promo. It used to be 10, now you only get 8. But they were able to keep the price flat versus Chipotle is raising prices again next month.
So there's inflation all through the economy. For these food companies, you know, how is it hitting them?
It's a bit of everything, but places like McDonald's, Wendy's seem to be hit the hardest because beef, chicken, dairy, and the packaging are all some of the highest inflation areas, and those are kind of, you know, their bread and butter. So they're feeling it in pretty much every product.
So if we do see prices going up, or as you say, products getting smaller, what about consumer pushback? I mean, this is a viciously competitive part of the economy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, the companies do have to be careful about raising the prices because they can only do it, you know, as much as the consumer will accept, which is why some of them are going the other route with like shrinkflation. It's pushing customers to use more like rewards apps because that's kind of now the only way to get dollar menu deals at McDonald's, for example.
So I wonder if you've looked into what profit margins look like. Let's say how much it costs to make a cheeseburger and how much money the outlet makes these days.
So while we can't exactly say for sure what a McDonald's cheeseburger costs, their overall margins are around 20%. But a lot of that profit comes from things like sodas. And often the burgers, especially the lower price ones, can even be like a loss leader, something like the $5 rotisserie chicken at Costco. So getting people in to spend money on the soda, the fries, they actually make money on.
Okay. And finally, just what's your sense of the state of this section of the food and beverage industry? I mean, are these companies getting really challenged, or, you know, when they report their quarterly earnings, what picture are they painting?
Things are tougher right now than they were over the last few years because fast food chains kind of thrived during the earlier days of the pandemic, but they're pretty resilient and these massive chains have the resources to like get deals on supply chains, so they're not going anywhere.
All right. Mary Meisenzahl covers fast food and drive-through news for Business Insider. Mary, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you so much.